The people of the Mississippi Delta have taken a commonly preserved food to new heights or lows, depending on your taste buds. We're talking here about pickles steeped in Kool-Aid. That's right, Kool-Aid. Beverly Bodie sells them like mad at her store in Cleveland, Mississippi, and that is, of course, in the Mississippi Delta. She's at the East End Grocery there, and she's on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. So first I want to know what you call these treats.
We call them pickles.
Pickles. I like that title. What do they look like?
Well, we have some that are red, blue, and green.
And they kind of look to me like I saw a picture of them sort of almost like balloons, although they still have the pebbly surface of a pickle.
They soak in Kool-Aid, so then you let them soak for about 3 days, and then they'll turn the color of what you want them, according to what flavor Kool-Aid you're using.
How do they taste?
They taste, it's according to which one you buy. If you get a dill, it's going to be sweet, but you still taste the pickle in it. And you get the sour, you're going to taste the sour and the Kool-Aid. I have several different kinds I make. I make dill, sour, and hot dill. Hot dill, it's a little spice to it.
So do people of all ages eat them, or are they mostly favored by kids?
People of all ages eat them.
How did this get started, this whole idea? I mean, I can't imagine mixing pickles with Kool-Aid any more than I can, I don't know, peanut butter with sardines, I guess you'd have to say. Has it been around?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. You know, when we were kids here in the Delta, we would pick holes in the pickles and pour Kool-Aid inside the pickles, just the powder. We'd pour the powder inside the pickles. And we would eat it like that. And then we just, you know, developed a little further, just gone ahead and make the Kool-Aid and let the pickle soak in it.
You mentioned that you have sour dill and hot dill. Does everybody have their own sort of twist on the recipes?
I believe so, but I think mine tastes the best.
That's why we called you.
I just have my version, and I do it by taste. And if I like it, I figure the other people would like it. So I know some people that make theirs too sweet. I have some customers come in and say, I mine always be just right.
Now, are you going to tell us how you make them, or is that a carefully guarded secret?
Carefully, very carefully guarded secret.
All right. Well, I would imagine sugar comes in there somewhere.
Yeah, it comes in there somewhere.
All right. Best of luck in your Kool-Aid pickle business. Beverly Bodie is the owner of the East End Grocery in Cleveland, Mississippi. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, even though Ms. Bodie wouldn't share her recipe with us, in the interest of journalistic responsibility, it was decided we had to taste that cherry dill. And as today's host of the program, I have been elected unanimously. And so, a couple of days ago, our producer, Bracton Booker, mixed up a batch, winging our own recipe, a bottle of kosher dills, a few packets of cherry Kool-Aid, about a quart of sugar, and what, a handful of Tums, right? No, I'm just kidding on that one. So it's fermented or become more divine in the last few days, and I am now opening the jar. This jar of pickles is indeed bright red, a little bloated, a little warty looking. Not really as red as I thought they'd be. All right, here it goes. I would say this tastes like a sweet pickle, Bracton. Maybe we need Ms. Bodie's recipe because this is a little underwhelming, but very crunchy, very red.